Welcome back to another episode of the Girls Talk Money podcast. Throughout our prior episodes, we've mentioned here and there that we both are spiritual girlies, and we've gotten so many requests to share this side of us more. So I couldn't be more excited to bring on today's guest, Taryn Johnson. Taryn is a human design expert and energy consultant and one of my best friends. She's helped me and tons of other people learn how to live in alignment with our energy and manifest the lives we've always dreamt of. We just got off the call with her and we talked for literally so long and maybe think it's genuinely one of the best conversations we've had. So we're going to skip our weekly recap this week and just dive straight into our conversation with Taryn. Before we get into the episode, we want to take a minute to tell you about today's show sponsor, Neos Investments. If one of your 2024 goals is to start earning passive income, like money you can transfer to your checking account every month to spend on literally whatever you want, learning more about Neos Investments and their suite of ETFs may be a great step in the right direction. ETF stands for Exchange Traded Fund, which is a basket of investments like stocks and bonds that typically aim to track a specific index but trades like a stock on an exchange. This means that an ETF can offer diversification with the flexibility to buy or sell shares whenever the stock market is open. Neos ETFs aim to offer investors monthly income, which can either be paid to your brokerage account or reinvested. Their experienced team utilizes data-driven option strategies like covered calls to pursue this monthly income while keeping tax efficiency in mind. In simple terms, a covered call option contract allows you to make a deal with another investor. You're granting another investor the right to purchase your shares at a specific price on or before a specific date in the future. In exchange for that promise, you're compensated cash, also known as premium. Neos does all the buying and selling on behalf of their shareholders and aims to pass the option premiums on to them. These largely comprise the monthly distributions shareholders receive. A covered call option strategy can offer a way for you as an investor to seek income in your portfolio. The experienced team at Neos Investments implements these types of option strategies with the goal of distributing monthly income to investors in their ETFs. Their flagship ETF, SPYI, aims to offer exposure in the S&P 500 index while paying shareholders a high monthly income distribution that's also tax efficient so that you can aim to keep more of it when tax time comes around. As with all investments, investors should carefully consider their investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of Neos Exchange Traded Funds before investing. To obtain a prospectus or summary prospectus containing this and other important information, please visit neosfunds.com. Please read the prospectus carefully before you invest. An investment in Neos ETFs involves risk, including possible loss of principal. The equity securities purchased by the funds may involve large price swings and potential for loss. Neos ETFs are distributed by Foreside Fund Services, LLC. Welcome to the Girls Talk Money podcast, Taryn. We obviously are very excited to have you on. Can you give us a little bit of an intro into who you are and what you do, why you're here?
Yeah, of course. Hi, Erin. Hi, Grace. First of all, I just want to say I love the show, just what you guys are doing with money and just bringing it to like real life concepts and just having an amazing, authentic conversation around such like a weird topic to some people is so fun and I love it. And you guys are doing great work. So I'm excited to be here. So my name is Taryn Johnson. I have my business called Empowered to Live Aligned, and I'm an energy coach and consultant. So I work with a variety of people, a lot of moms, entrepreneurs, even some corporations on finding their energy and their unique perspective on it, and then learning how to make decisions and develop their own personal goals around their unique energy.
So for context for everyone listening, we brought Taryn on today to talk about human design because 2 years ago at this point, I think, way back in 2022, Taryn and I met through a business coaching program that we were in, and I was in the trenches, okay, trenches. And I, especially with work, like when it came to work, and Taryn was like, let's hop on a call and just like talk and like figure it out. And she just had this like beautiful big sister energy. And she introduced me to human design in that conversation. And it like genuinely changed my life. It changed the way I make a lot of decisions. It changed the way that I think about my business and where it's going and what I do and all that. And it's given me so much like peace and relief. And we have had a lot of questions where I've kind of mentioned human design or mentioned this a little bit, and we've had people who've asked. So we were like, what better person to bring on than the girl who changed my life with this 2 years ago? So Taryn, can you give us like a bit of an intro into like what human design is? Like, what does it mean? You're talking about energy? Like, give us kind of like a bit of an understanding of that.
Yeah. So it's funny because human design kind of has a lot of woo aspect around it. Like if you Google it, you're going to get a bunch of terms and be like, what is this? Like, I don't even understand. But I've learned to peel back through that and kind of be able to apply the neuroscience to it. So in retrospect, what human design really is, it's like a combination of astrology, different ancient practices and tools within different religions, and then the chakra system. And what it does is it looks at like your birthday, your birth time, the location you're born, and then it takes that information and compiles your own unique personality and profile chart, which you can use to really learn how to increase your energy and come into what I term energetic alignment, meaning you kind of get in the state of flow where things just start happening for you and you feel like you have control over your life again.
That like state of flow. I like love that. I don't know, that like expression, because that is the thing. I feel like when I started living, when you helped me kind of like get into more of like an aligned state, that was what I felt. It was just like peace, you know? And I was like, whoa, I'm like, hold on. Like not having the chaos and just having peace was kind of, I don't know, kind of weird. So how did you initially discover this and like get into all of it? Like, how do you, I don't know, because I think when people hear this, they're like, how'd you come to know so much about it?
Yeah. So within my personal journey, I spent my whole undergrad and even got my master's degree preparing for medical school. So I have a background in neuroscience, and then my master's degree was in aging in older adults and learning how to kind of like age in place and understand what like life is about when you're at an older adult age. And the pandemic hit, which, you know, I'm sure a lot of listeners know that the pandemic shook up a lot of stuff for us. To me, it revealed that I did not want to work in healthcare. I was like, holy cow, this is terrifying what's happening to like my friends that were in it and just coworkers and stuff that I saw. And so I took a huge step back from medicine. And when I did that, I felt like I lost a sense of my identity and who I was as a person. And I felt like I had zero purpose. And I don't know if any of you have experienced what it feels like when you have no purpose, but it's almost like you ask that question, like, why am I here? Like, what is actually going on? And I hated the thoughts I was having. And I was like, I need to do something about this. And a friend mentioned, oh, have you looked at your human design? There's literally a part on it that says kind of what your life purpose was. And at that point, I was like, I will take anything. And so I looked at my design and I was like, oh my gosh, it answered every single question that I had about like who Taryn was, why was the way I am, and almost the parts that I had unintentionally killed off that I thought weren't supposed to be me because other people told me that I was too loud, I was too excited about things. So, you know, you take away those pieces to help others. I was like, oh my gosh, like this is who I'm meant to be. This is my purpose, is to bring life and energy to others. And I worked for years to get rid of that. And so when I saw human design validated kind of who I was as a person, I was like, I want to learn all about this. And I want to help other people never have to feel this way again, because they always have that sense of purpose and who they are.
How do you think learning about human design helped you sort of start making decisions that were more in alignment with who you were and who you inevitably wanted to become? Because I think that's probably the hardest part about being in your 20s is decision making and feeling like you can't make decisions or being indecisive or anything like that. So how did you start making decisions better after learning about your human design?
Yeah. So for the listeners who are already like, okay, I'm in, like, I need to figure out my human design. You can go to myhumandesign.com, and if you have your birth information, you can plug it in and it'll pull up a free chart for you. There's also an app called My Human Design, or it's like My HD, and it will tell you exactly what I just talked about, like how your energy works, how your personality is, what your purpose might be on Earth. So check those out for resources. So the first step was looking at my energy type. So I'm a generator. Erin, you're also a generator. So I got Erin and Grace's, I've had Grace's information for a while, but I got Erin's info. So she's going to learn a little bit about what I do, because I've never had this conversation with Erin before. So this is exciting. So as generators, and I can talk to Erin and Grace, because Grace is a manifesting generator. So she's a combo of manifestors and generators. And there's five types, which we can get into, or you can do a deep dive yourself. But when you're a generator, we really get stuck into a people-pleasing mode and saying yes to everything, especially out of like obligation, or we feel like we should do this, or we have to do this. And realizing that there's so much power behind saying no. And one of the biggest things that I learned myself and I help teach others is when you actually say no to things you don't want to do, you allow that person that you said no to maybe find a better route, a better option, a better person to work with than they would have had when you said yes out of obligation. So I think the biggest step is learning your energy type and then figuring out what that means and maybe how you've been living against it and out of your own energetic alignment.
Can you explain what you mean by like an energy type? Like, what does that mean?
Yeah. So in human design, the first thing that you'll see, it'll say like your energy type. So there's generators, manifesting generators, manifestors, projectors, and then reflectors. So each type works differently. And what's kind of funny is a lot of like the world population makes up a different group. So a lot of the world right now are generators. So we're here to bring light and energy and fun through our decisions. And when we say yes to things, so when we say yes out of that full body excitement, you just bring so much more energy to other people. Manifesting generators are a combination of manifestors and generators. So when I go over manifestor, kind of you can lodge that in, but manifestors are here to really initiate and bring ideas to life. So your manifestors are people who have these big ideas and they will initiate on them. But the big thing for a manifestor is they need to inform people before doing it. So they have all these really cool ideas, but if they're not expressing like, hey, I'm going to take action on this first, the energy can kind of feel off and like they're overstepping or they could be really bossy and it just feels different than when they inform. Our projectors are here to see things differently in ways that others cannot. A big thing with our projectors is they are really good when they're invited into spaces. So a fun tip, if you have a friend that's a projector, invite them in, ask for their opinion. And when you do, their energy behind sharing it will be way different than if they thought they just had to speak up to get something said. So invite your projectors in. And then our reflectors are our rare ones. So only like 5% of the entire population are reflectors, and for a good reason. So reflectors kind of are people whose energy is completely like informed by other things and their surroundings. So they do really good, and this gets kind of woo, when they like sync with the moon cycles and learn how to use the moon to kind of help their energy, because they're like a completely open block. It's like a drape in the wind. Like things just flow through them differently than others.
It's so interesting to hear you say like what you are and what Grace is and then what I am, because I would have guessed that I was more on like the manifestor side, because I feel like I have a million ideas all the time and I like start to initiate them and then I don't follow through with anything. So I would have guessed that about myself. So it's interesting to hear like what I actually am.
And that's so common. I was the same way, Erin. Like I was like, I have great ideas. I'm going to do this. And then, you know, on that Phi energy where you're like, I got this. And then you start doing it. And then like a week later, you're like, why did I do this? Like,
yes,
what happened? Yeah. So it's not saying you can't act and initiate on these things, but it's learning how to sit in the moment, look at the idea, and then wait a couple days to see if it still excites you. And then that point, if it still excites you, go for it. You have nothing to lose by trying it, right? But when we act in that constant high, we get ourselves in so many pickles because we say yes to the wrong people. We say yes to doing too many things. And then we get into overwhelm and we're like, why am I tired? I'm so anxious. I'm going in 82 directions. It's because we're just saying yes to way too many things when we need to be learning how to say no based on our intuition.
Wow, that is so accurate. It's not even funny. Okay, so how would you say, like, so you start your business around the time of the pandemic. So you've been doing this for a couple of years. What would you say is the biggest reason why someone seeks you out to learn about their human design? Is it because they're having trouble making the decisions? Is it because they don't know their life's purpose? Or is there some other reason why a lot of people choose to learn about human design?
Yeah, there's a variety of reasons. I think the biggest one that I love to help people with is kind of when they hit their rock bottom. It feels like they just don't know what else to do. It's like when I hopped on my call with Grace, like she was definitely at that point where she was like, I don't know what's going on. When you're in your early 20s, you have so many decisions that are forced on you. And if you don't know what direction to go because you don't know what to listen to in your body or how to make informed decisions, you feel like you're being literally pulled apart. And it is like the worst anxious feeling you could ever go through. So that's a big reason that people reach out to me. I do work with a lot of moms as well who just feel like once motherhood hits, they lose their energy and your sense of purpose and your identity. So I love helping moms remember who they were again before they became a mom, and then also work with their kids' energies. So to learn your child is going to be functionally way different than you your spouse, your partner, your family, and understanding how to raise them in their own energy and find their empowerment at an early age. It's super fun. And I'm excited to see the ripple effect that that has throughout as well. And then lastly, I work with corporations and in teams, because team members can speak to each other differently when they learn their energy. So if you have a projector who's out there acting like a manifester, and you're just like, God, this person is just irritating me, I don't know why, like nothing on them, right? They're a great person. There, something is just off about their delivery. You'd be like, oh, maybe if I invite them in to share their opinion, it'll be perceived different. And just small switches like that make a world of a difference.
That's so interesting. I was going to ask if you do a lot of work with, I guess, like partners or people in relationships or anything like that, because I can imagine that that plays a big role in a relationship, to be able to understand someone else's energy and understand how they need to communicate and how they need to kind of understand each other from that perspective.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things that when someone approaches me about their partner, when they learn about their emotional state. So 50% of the population are emotionals, and there's nothing good or bad about this, right? It's all like very neutral. It's just the terming that some people might think is wrong. But so 50% are emotionals, and the other 50% are non-emotionals. And we need this to have balance, because our emotionals, so Aaron and Grace, you're both emotionals. So when we wake up in the morning, this is how I explain it. It's like God or the universe, like, put on some music, right? And we don't even hear it, but he could be blasting like this super pumped up Lizzo or something, right? And you're like, oh, I feel so great today, I'm going to do all the things. Or some days you wake up and it's like neutral, like it's classical music or something. And you're like, okay, like I feel good, like I can make some good moves today. Or you wake up on those days where he's playing like the most saddest song and you're like, God, I'm so sad right now. Like, I didn't do anything. Like, why do I feel like this? And the reason that that happens is, for emotionals, we're meant to go in waves of emotion to help us form our ideas and our opinions. So I explained when Grace came to me, she really was like, why do I have all these emotions? I was like, it's not a bad thing, right? We can use it to help us make informed decisions. So when you wake up on that really high or that really low, it's actually almost like God saying like, hey, we're not going to make any decisions today. Just ride it out. Like, let yourself be sad for a little bit. If you need to put on your favorite rom-com, get some popcorn, grab a glass of wine or chocolate, and just like do nothing for a little bit, that's what you're meant to be doing in that moment, so that next day you can come back feeling ready and empowered. Same with your highest high. When you wake up feeling like so giddy and good, you can ride that energy, but don't go and start a business that day, or don't go and put all your money into some investment because it felt really good that morning. Like, you're not meant to act on those highest highs. We work best when we're in our neutrals. And what's funny is our non-emotionals, they are like a calm, cool lake when they know how to work with this. So emotional people around them actually really affect our non-emotionals, but it's important because they actually help them establish their emotions and understand how life works differently. So it's a really good balance to have. And back to the partnership thing, when you have two people who are both emotional in a relationship, your, I wouldn't say like arguments, but your conversations are gonna have a lot more emotion behind them than two people who are non-emotional. It'll be like an entirely different conversation to have. And realizing like that's okay, and understanding that, hey, like we might be more heated at each other than our friends down the street who are very chill and it's kind of weird to us. Like, that's okay. That's your energy, as long as it's obviously not toxic or any red flags in that situation. And then ones who are an emotional and non-emotional, realizing that the person who is emotional is going to have more waves and fluctuations, and that can impact their non-emotional partner. But realizing that that's a really healthy balance, and that non-emotional partner can just say, hey, like, I noticed you're feeling a little differently today. Do you want to talk about it? Can I hold space for you? And just learning how to communicate based on your emotional states is really, really helpful for partners.
That's like, so when Taryn told me about what my emotional authority was, and I learned that I was an emotional person, that was one of the biggest things that was, I felt like was really transformative in terms of the decision-making aspect, because I would get so overwhelmed and anxious in these emotional lows, specifically when it came to my business. Because when I met Taryn, I think I had had my business up and running for maybe 8 months or so. So I was still figuring out how to like stand up straight. You know, I had clients that were just, at the time I was just struggling with clients being really disrespectful and feeling like maybe I needed to fire them. And there was a lot of emotional lows. And I remember you telling me Like, wait until you are neutral to make a decision, because you're gonna, those highs are gonna feel like you are on top of the world, and the lows are gonna feel so low, and you're gonna be so tempted to make a decision in one of those moments. But that doesn't always mean it's gonna end up being the right decision. And I found that's kind of what I would do, is I would have a client reach out to me and it would sound so great and they would be wanting to pay me a lot. And I'd be like, hell yeah. And then 3 days later, I'd be like, wait a second, hold on. There's actually a lot of details that I overlooked because I was so excited. And now that I know these details, I don't actually want to work with them. Like, this is not what I want to be doing. And then I would, you know, at that point in my business, instead of just being like, hey, you know, after thinking this through more, I don't think we're a good fit. I didn't have the confidence to do that yet. So at that point in my business, I would just be like, okay, guess I got to work with them now. And then I was in a situation where I didn't love working with them, you know, it just kind of led to me feeling frustrated and unhappy and not really loving where I was at. And I think the decision-making part is what is so interesting. So I'm wondering, can you give us some examples of like Erin and I's human design and what that means in terms of maybe like how it actually plays out, right? So like with emotional authority, I, you know, maybe I change how I make my decisions. Like, can you give us some examples of, you know, within our own human designs, how that translates out into, you know, how we live our lives?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think like what you said with both being emotional, like learning to say yes in the neutral is huge. And I think also one big thing is not being scared to wait. I know a lot of times in our society, it's like a constant like go, go, go. We have to hustle. We have to push. We have to grind. But when you understand how your energy works best, like both manifesting generators and generators, we're meant to attract what's meant to be ours and then respond to that attraction. So you could get like 10 clients that are coming to you. And if you're saying yes to all of them, but they're not really meant to work with you, you're going to get super, super drained and feel like not yourself. And a lot of times then we don't look at the outside factors. We start blaming ourselves and we get really down on ourselves. And then we say like, oh, it's because not going to the gym, I'm not making these lifestyle routines. But really, in reality, it's because we said yes to so much stuff that our energy is just being taken from us. And it feels like we have no control. So with both of you, make sure that when you're saying yes, it's a hell yes. Like, I always tell Grace, like, if it's not an F yeah, it's an F no. So if you don't feel that full body yes, and obviously it's in that neutral too. Like, you can feel that full body yes. And then just give yourself like a day. Tell that person like, hey, like, thank you so much. I'm going to think on it. Like, just give me a couple days to get back to you. And then when you've had that time to really think, if it's still a full body yes, like, you know what's meant for you and you're aligned for it. So both of you, I think one of the biggest things is to make sure you're saying heck yes. And it's in that moment we've had some time to wait and pause and reflect and really truly respond in the way that you are able to and in a clear space.
This is so eye-opening for me because one, I consider myself a very impulsive person and a very impulsive decision maker. And Grace and I, like, even deciding to start this podcast, I was the one that I had the idea and I like wanted to start it the next day. And Grace was like, hey, like, let's see that.
I was like, slow down, Erin. I was like, slow down.
Grace knew.
Erin was like, okay, so we're going to create the Notion page. I'll create the Spotify account. I was like, whoa, what? Like, I was like, slow it down. Like, it was so funny.
So yeah, I'm definitely taking a lot of notes here and realizing that I definitely say yes to way too many things, like without really thinking about it. And then I end up like canceling a lot of things.
Yeah.
Because once I do get into that like neutral or even emotional low state, then I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so overwhelmed and I cannot even fathom doing half of the things that I agreed to.
Yeah. And I want to also attribute to like, there's nothing wrong with you canceling and not showing up as your best self, right? Because if you were to just force it, a lot of people do this. They make the plan and then they're like, I said yes, I don't want to look like I'm a bad person and go back on those plans. But here's the thing, you're going to show up, you're going to feel energetically drained, you're going to be like the Squidward version of yourself, right? Like, you're not going to be all SpongeBob, like you're going to be like the Squidward version where you're just horrible to be around. And then you'd be like, why did I even say yes to this person in the first place? Why did I invite them? But that's not your energy at all, right? Like, you're not that person. So by canceling, you're actually doing yourself a favor so that you're not showing up as someone that is inauthentic and the worst version of you. So like, that's, I think, really good that you are doing that. So I just want to give yourself grace for doing that.
Thank you. Well, do you think that people's inability to like make decisions based on their energy levels contributes to some of the feeling like you're not in alignment with your life's purpose kind of thing? Because when you think about it, the decisions that you're making, I don't want to say incorrectly, but the decisions that you're making not in alignment, there's a big opportunity cost with that as well. Because when you're saying yes to a lot of things that don't serve you, there's probably opportunities that aren't coming your way because of that. And then that can definitely lead to you feeling like you don't have purpose.
That is exactly it, Erin. It's almost like you're blocking yourself from what you're supposed to be. When you kind of, I call it like clogging your energetic field, like when you fill yourself with all these people that you actually aren't enjoying working with. And it's hard too when you connect finances, right? Like I work with Grace on this, like knowing that if you say no to someone because you truly in your heart and gut and your emotions feel like they're not a good fit, but they're paying a lot or they're really tied to you financially. When you say no to that person and cut that tie, I think every time, Grace, we've done this, someone else has come in with a bigger offer, more money, more alignment. So when you kind of do it out of fear and you're saying yes out of obligation, you're actually stopping yourself from the potential that you have and the potential that could be there that you might not even fathom or know is in existence.
I was going to say, so when Taryn and I met 2 years ago, we were on that initial call and she was kind of teaching me about this. The thing that like freaked me out to my core, but like in the best way, was that at the time I had a client that was paying me, I think it was around $1,800 a month. And at the time that was my largest monthly contract. And this client was so disrespectful, like would schedule 15-minute meetings, talk for 2 hours. And then I'd be like, I need to go. And he'd be like, where do you have to go? You know, he was just like very demanding. He would talk poorly about women on the team. It was like, he would call me at 3 a.m, text me. It was so toxic. It was so bad. And I was struggling because if I let that client go, you know, it was one of my biggest clients. I was like, oh my God, I feel like I'm kind of failing. And Taryn was like, she's like, you only have like so much time and energy that like, if you're giving so much of it to this person, because it's like, you're thinking about it too, when you're not working, it's just because it's consuming me basically. And she was like, when you, like, if you decide to let him go, you will be opening up space for something better to come in. And I was like, in my head, I'm like, this is so like woo woo. Like, I was like, come on now. Like, how do I know? Like it's something else is just going to fall into my lap. Like, I was like, whatever. But on this call, I was crying hysterically because I was so torn up about it. And I had other clients at the time that were also really stressing me out. And I ended up firing all of them, actually, like all three of the clients that were disrespectful shortly after, because what happened on the call, literally live on the call, I was like, okay, she convinced me. I was like, okay, I'm going to fire him. I kid you not, the second I finished that sentence, I got a Slack notification from my favorite client at the time, who they trusted me, they were respectful, they paid on time, the work was so fun, I loved the company, loved the mission, loved the team, everything about them. They send me a Slack message and it says, hey, do you have extra time available? We'd love for you to do X number of hours more a week. And I kid you not, the exact amount of money, that $1,800 that I was giving up in that first contract, the additional work this company wanted me to take on was exactly $1,800 extra a month.
Wow.
It was the weird, like, and the fact that it happened right then and there, like, I was yeah, shook. Like, I literally was like, Taryn, I'm like, I just got like a Slack notification. I was speechless.
I'm not surprised. Like,
yeah, Taryn's like,
yeah. I was like, yes, Grace, like, this is what I was telling you.
That's so funny because I have an example exactly like that. When I, Taryn, you probably don't know this unless you have been following me on TikTok for a really long time, but this time last year, my ex-boyfriend sued me for $5,000 for my dog. And literally the day that I wrote the check, because at that point I was like, you know what? I'm protecting my peace. I'm paying this man the money. I'm not going to court, like whatever. The day that I wrote the check, I got an offer from a brand to do a $10,000 brand deal. It was like a long-term kind of like multiple deliverable type of thing. But the day that I wrote the $5,000 check, I got a $10,000 brand deal. And at the time I was like, well, that's really convenient, but yeah, it makes so much sense.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, so glad to hear that. Erin, that's like a great, great example too, where it's not tied to like an outcome, right? Like you were just kind of cutting off that energy. Like, okay, this is done. I'm ending this, you know, hopefully this relationship and it's no more. And when you cut off that tie, it's like, you just open up your space to allow and receive so much more. And that's what I love doing with clients is we look at what is all in your energetic field first? Like, what are you actually all saying yes to? How clogged up are you? And then where can we remove things and call in more and call in better things? And eventually you just do it like a blink of an eye. Like, Grace rarely calls me anymore for decision stuff. Her first year worked a little bit more, but now she's like, oh yeah, I just did this, this, this. And I'm just like here like silently applauding, like, I'm so proud, Grace. Like, you're doing so good.
I love that so much. I feel like this is such an important conversation to have too around the money aspect. Obviously, this is the Girls Talk Money podcast. But a lot of people, I think a lot of women, especially in their 20s, kind of don't see the purpose for saving money and building up. Like, I don't even want to call it the emergency fund, but in the personal finance space, the term like FU money is really big. So essentially just having like FU money to be like, this isn't serving me, so I'm going to cut it off. But you obviously can't do that if you don't have your ducks in a row financially. So like, that's a really big motivator to start saving up your FU money and then cutting the stuff off that doesn't serve you because it brings in better opportunities.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to, like, because on the topic of money, this is something Taryn and I talk about a lot. Taryn and I talk like every day, so we talk about pretty much everything. But can you talk a little bit, Taryn, about like the neuroscience kind of behind manifesting? Because we've had a lot of conversations about this, because it kind of goes like hand in hand. And we've had conversations about, you know, for example, like manifesting is in the Bible. Like, it literally, there's a literally like scripture that says, you know, so I feel like, and it's in a lot of different religious texts actually.
There,
a lot of people don't know, but there's also a whole neuroscience background to it that I feel like also kind of connects to the, like, you know, letting things go and other things coming in. So can you talk a little bit about that, especially as it relates to money?
Yeah. So I think one of the biggest reasons why I kind of stuck with all of this and like the energy behind it, because I was like, okay, if you were to like look this up and look at like scientific proof, like there isn't going to be research done on this, right? Because you're not going to stick someone in a room and say, hey, go fire this client and let's see if she she makes some money back. Like, that's just not how science works, right? They're out making new things in labs and stuff. So I think what I found was really interesting is I am someone who picks up on patterns. And so when I started coaching other people, I was like, wait a minute, where... not just like making lifestyle changes, we're rewiring the entire brain and we're creating new synaptic connections. So a big thing with our brain and neuroscience is our brains have the ability for neuroplasticity, meaning our brain can always be making new connections and new growth. When we're making lifestyle choices that are in alignment with our energy, it's almost like we're making new neural connections. And that means that our brains are going to start doing things differently. And as the connections grow, it almost becomes like a second nature. So we really are creating new network and neural paths. A big thing with I learned with human design is a lot of our energy spaces are in our body in different areas. And we have nerves that connect to every part of those. So when we learn what areas to focus on and what spaces need healing, we can actually learn how to reconnect those neurons and rewire and refire so that it just becomes a better pathway and a better system and kind of changes our whole way of thinking without us doing the physical work. It's all like internal within your brain and making repeated actions that better serve you and better give you a purpose. And that can relate to money too and your money decisions. So making sure you are making healthy money decisions and you're not even having to think about what you're doing or how you're saving. It just becomes like a second nature and becomes a part of who you are, that you're not fighting this balance. Like, oh, do I go to instant gratification and spend all my savings, or am I feeling safe and comfortable and feel like I don't need to spend all my money and get into a mindset of scarcity and abundance?
Can you talk a little bit about that mindset of like scarcity and abundance? Because I know Taryn and I took like a course last year kind of on kind of like neuroscience and how this all kind of works basically. Yeah. And I feel like that was something that was really interesting for me on the, you know, just how your brain perceives the world around you and how you change that. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So a lot of it is like from like your thoughts create your beliefs, and then your beliefs create your actions. The actions create obviously the ripple effect of what you see into your life. So when we have beliefs around money, our lifestyle, ourselves, we don't even realize that those come from our thoughts, and then those in turn beliefs stem our actions. So if we have a lot of things that we picked up in our childhood, so one big fact I love to share is a lot of our belief systems were ingrained in us from the ages of 0 to 7. So coming out of the womb till 7 years old, what we saw our parents doing, our caretakers, our school teachers, our classmates, like what we saw them doing establishes our whole belief system. After 7, it becomes a lot harder to rewire it, which is crazy because you have parents who talk horrible in front of their kids, or just say like really bad things like, oh, they'll look in the mirror and say, I'm so fat. Well, guess what? If your child is watching you do that, guess what they're saying? Like, oh, okay. Like that's how mom talks to herself. That's how I talk to myself. Or if you have a parent who isn't really good with money, you see them either like they could be gambling, they could be spending it all, they could be living in a scarcity mindset. Your beliefs are now going to be set up on how you saw those people around you because they're infecting your environment and they're ultimately raising you. So learning that what you learned during those ages can actually come out into your adulthood, and it's all related to different patterns that you don't even subconsciously and consciously know or are aware of. It's then about healing what you went through at a younger age and unlearning what you saw and then relearning and rewiring how to be that abundant person, how to not live in a scarcity mindset, how to feel safe and comfortable with money and being okay with having lots of it if that's what you want. Do you want to go live on a farm and have a homestead and do all your groceries and like very minimal, like totally in alignment with you? Awesome. If you want that yacht, that dream car, like that's okay too. You don't need to feel guilty about it. It's all about our perspective and how we view money based on our beliefs and how we were raised.
That's so interesting. How does that play into, you know, the saying that's like, you are a combination of the 5 people that you spend the most time around? How does that play into it if a lot of what we are thinking comes from what we saw from the ages of 0 to 7?
Yeah, absolutely. So I can touch a little bit on human design with this. So on your chart, there's like, you'll see different shapes, but the second shape, it's called like your third eye center, your ajna. So if that is colored in, it means it's defined. And if it's white, it means it's open. When you have an open ajna, it means that you have the ability to kind of change your beliefs based on the people you're around. So it's almost easier for people with this center when it's open to change their beliefs, because Erin, me, you, Grace, and like 3 other successful entrepreneurs could all be sitting in a room and we would just be like spilling out amazing energy and not being scared that we're going to go bankrupt tomorrow, right? But if we were to go and sit in a room with people who are financially struggling, they don't know what's going on, they are living in like fear and a different mindset, guess who's going to probably go home from that meeting and feel immediate fear? Like we would, because it just, we all have the open centers also.
Oh, right, yeah, right.
But oh. So you have an open center, Erin, and then so does Grace. So with our beliefs, we get really impacted by the people we're around. And then the people who have it closed or defined, like super important that they do, you have to almost go to like find good therapists and do the dream, like EMDR therapy. And I wouldn't just say talk therapy, but really find ways to rewire your brain to rechange those beliefs, because they just come out again when you're around people. So yeah, when that saying goes, like the 5 people you hang around the most really impact your, I guess, like who you are, they do. And it's a lot of it is related to our energy. And we have those open spaces where way more influence than others who have a closed space are.
Okay, very interesting.
But I will say too that this impacts like beyond the work thing, because Taryn always says this to me, because dating in Boston is like an experience, and not like in a great way. It's like notoriously like not a great city for dating. But I have told Taryn before, I'm like, I don't know if I want to like go on a date with this guy. Like he asked me out, but I'm just kind of like, eh. And Taryn will say like, his energy is going to impact you. Like, do you want his energy influencing you? And I have to like think about it. And I'm like, no, like I you know, like it's not someone that I like feel like I'm going to, I don't want to say like get something from, because it's not about like getting, you know what I mean? So I'm not trying to go on a date,
exchange,
like, take something,
yeah,
from him. Exactly. But it's like, am I going to leave that date feeling like all my energy has been like sucked out, or am I going to leave feeling inspired? And I will say, in the past when I've dated people where I really felt like just like their energy was just so exciting to me, I feel like it genuinely made me a better person. And when I've dated people where I'm having to do a lot of the like, hey, like you should probably not lie, or like, you know, probably don't cheat, or, you know, like things, when I've dated people like that, I feel like I end up taking on a lot of that and it shapes the way that I view things. So even like, you know, this impacts like your friendships, your work relationships, like dating, it's impacts like all the people that you spend time with, which I think is really fascinating and really applicable as like a woman in her 20s.
So interesting. Do you have any tips on that note for finding people who are good for your energy? We filmed an entire podcast episode on like finding intentional friendships in your 20s, but I know this is something that is such a big struggle point for a lot of women in their 20s. So do you have any tips?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's kind of funny because as I've gotten older, I've learned that my energy is super important because it's literally mine. And if I give it to the wrong people, like I'm doing a disservice to myself. So I am super like gatekeepy about my own energy. And I highly recommend doing the same, because if you're giving yourself away to people constantly or don't even realize it, like you're just going to be drained and feel anxious and depressed and down. So being mindful of one, just noticing like who makes you feel that way and realizing like it's okay to not hang out with that person. Like if you know intuitively that it just doesn't feel good, or you leave their house feeling like ick or just drained each time, like notice that. Are you yawning with them constantly? Notice that. They're probably taking more of your energy than you even realize. I also am kind of petty in the fact that I usually get people's birth dates and birth times. I'm like, let me just run some details quick. I love using, I know I'm like, to before we move further, I like you,
not
but I
so need much
to fact check this. Yeah. And it's a lot of it is just because I've been burned before, and I found that just getting this up front is way more easier than me learning a lesson down the road and just being like, oh, I was right. Like, no. So I love using the pattern, and I got Grace hooked on this too. The pattern is an app that you can download, and it's same thing, birth date, birth time. And I don't know, the pattern is just mystical to me. It does your life cycles. So it'll show you like, is it a good time to enter a relationship? Is it a good time to make a business change? Are you gonna feel more down than usual? And is it like a phase of life you're going through? That has helped me through a ton of questions I've had. But one thing you can do is you can run your bond with people on the pattern. So you can look and see where are you going to be your frustration point to that person. So sometimes people will be like, oh, I love this person, but if I say the wrong thing, I feel like I offended them and then I'm not going to get anywhere. And the pattern will call that out and be like, oh, this is a frustration point. Like sometimes you'll overspeak in their presence, which leads to frustration and feeling weird. And so just being mindful, and you can kind of use these tools to just try it out and just test it. And I did it with my husband before we got married. I was like, I need your deets. I'm running our relationship because I don't want to get stuck with someone who I'm going to end up resenting down the road. And our relationship was like so accurate on the pattern. And it's nice too, because I know where our frustration points are. I know like, okay, like if I start feeling like resentful or like angry, I'm like, oh yeah, I just remember like this is why. And then I know I can either adjust that or change my tune and my energy and kind of reheal that like tip we would have had.
Grace actually got me onto the pattern the very first time we met in person. And now I'm like, she was just testing me to make sure we could actually be friends.
To be honest,
it's so funny.
I like, probably was like, you need to run the energy. And it's funny because I actually looked at your charts. And when you have like your human design too, when you have like an open space and a closed space and you have those people together, it's almost like their energies are able to fuel one another. So one of the reasons why I think you guys work really well, Erin, is you have, it's called the ego center. I call it like our life battery. So only 30% of the population has a closed space, meaning like we can go, 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 go. And we won't get tired if we continue doing things we love. Like we're the people who can like brunch and then shop and then a movie and then dinner. And Grace is shaking her head here because she does not have that center. So hers is open, meaning when she's with those people, she's going to feel like, yes, I can do it. I can keep up. And then when she has like a quick moment to herself, she's gonna be like, what am I doing? I need to go home. I need to get in my pajamas. I need to snuggle up and just do nothing for a little bit. So Erin, we re-energize like when we're around other people and are just like doing what we love. Like when we're saying yes, we are constantly having energy. We will go to bed great and tired when we've almost exhausted ourselves by filling our day with doing fun things we love. Grace, not so much. So in a reminder, 70% of the population has what Grace is not airhead to. So she has an undefined space, meaning when she's with that go-go person, she can keep up. She can do her thing. But as soon as she like has a moment, she's gonna be like, I am tired. I am so tired. So Grace wouldn't recommend scheduling an 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. date. Like things where you're just going to be constantly around others, it's not going to work. You're going to get so, so tired. So you need rest. And that's actually how you recharge. I always tell people, when you feel yourself starting to yawn in the presence of someone else, it means you're probably getting a little energetically tired and you just take a little moment from them. And you can always come back to it and run to the bathroom or something. Like just take a moment for yourself. But when you guys are podcasting together, Grace is actually able to like use that energy, and then it helps her in return just feel like she also can like be open and speak up on things. And then when you guys like part, obviously Erin, you're good to go, but then Grace probably like needs a little downtime after. And that's just like how it meshes together. So it's really cool when you can have kind of like the two opposites come together and create something really magical.
This is so crazy. This is the first time we're meeting and you know so much about me. That is totally how I am. Like I work from home, so during the week I don't see a lot of people and I feel like I'm lower energy at that time. But for example, mm-hmm. I was just in Miami this weekend with 9 of my girlfriends, and the whole time I was just like so happy and excited and energized. And then when I got home, I was really tired and like slept all day yesterday, but I was so happy and excited to be there.
I love that too, that you said that. And a lot of that also, Erin, so I've read Grace's pattern a couple times, so we can retouch, but one thing that I think would be really cool for you is I would love to talk about personalities quick. So in human design, there's the thing called the profile, and we actually have an inner personality and an outer personality. One trend that's going around right now where I'm like, this is literally it. It's where you send like that graph. There's like an open photo graph that you send to a friend and you say, hey, fill this graph out based on what you think of me. So it could be like, what's their mood? And they'll do like happy smiley face and like, what's their color? And they'll be like purple. And then they do it. And the two are completely different, right? Like, it's not like they're ever the same. Like one is like really moody and the other one's like so excited and happy. And it's because we actually have an inner profile, which is how we view ourselves. And then we have an outer profile, which is how others view us. So it's funny, Erin, because with your inner profile, you're what's termed a natural. So you're a 2, which Grace is also a 2 on the inside. So things like come to you way easier than they would anyone else. Like you are just able to pick things up so much quicker than other people, which is funny because sometimes you'll look at other people and be like, why are you not getting this? Like, this is so easy. Like, what is going on? And it's because like your inner nature, like you just are naturally really good at picking up on things so much quicker than others are able to. So you can get tasks and get stuff from other people and be way quicker at it and complete things at a much quicker deadline than others would actually physically be able to. And that's just like how you are. And it's learning then that like you can get into this zone of like creating, and you just get into your internal self. And like, that's where home is to you. And on the outside, you're the liberator. So it's like the save the day energy. It's like the people person. So like to other people, like you're going to look like the biggest people person, but then sometimes to yourself, you're gonna be like, I'm okay. Like being by myself too. Like that's okay. So when you like put the two together, it's like you're able to come together and you actually are able to challenge the status quo of things in society because you see things differently. You can learn things quicker. And then you have the ability to like talk to other people about it and actually able to influence others around you and be like, no, like, let's try it this way. Like, let's do it this way. And people love that about you. And your energy is super receptive in that way.
Oh, I love that. What is Grace's then? What are your personality types?
So Grace is a 6-2. So on the outside, Grace is the natural, right? So we'll look at Grace and be like, how did she do that so effortlessly? When she's making content, the things I see, I'm like, that would take me maybe 8 weeks. Like one video of her, like the zoom up, I'm like, heck no. Like she, to me, I'm like, how Grace just does it so well. It comes so easy to her. Like, you know, and it doesn't mean that it has to come easy to Grace, but that's just like the energy she gives off. Just like, look at her sitting. She's like, yep, I got
like effortless. Like, yes.
Exactly. Yeah. Is it actually to her? Like, it doesn't have to be, but that's like how we perceive her, is like just things.
That's so accurate.
Good at it. She's just a badass. Yeah, exactly. And then her inside is, she has a lot of wisdom. So her whole first 30 years of life are literally all about like figuring out her wisdom. And then when she like hits 30, it'll be like a whole new ball game. So in her 30s, she'll learn from all the experiences she's lived in her 20s, and it's all going to make sense. And the experiences she had will unlock a ton of natural wisdom that she was born with. Which is really cool because when they come together, it's like she becomes the adult that her child self would have wished existed in her presence, which I know is like kind of deep, but like when she's like, when Grace is younger, like she would have been very like wise and already had like authority. And then this grows into like a naturally more wise. She's going to get bigger goals. She'll just become this beautiful person that has the ability to handle all these things and make it look like she's doing it naturally and effortlessly, but just because she has this innate wisdom and she is just gonna like will get life. And it's like so cool.
This is so crazy. I'm blown away because that's so accurate.
I was gonna say, like, it's crazy because Taryn told me this like a couple years ago, but this is like a refresher because I didn't quite remember what mine was. But when I was a kid, I remember I went to this like camp where the camp director was like, he called me little woman the whole thing because he was like, you just feel like an adult, like a little wise adult in a child's body. Like it was a sports camp. I didn't want to play the sports. I wanted to work the front desk. I wanted to help, like, so I did. I generally worked the front desk and I helped welcome people into the sports center. Like, so it was just all like that type of thing. I didn't want to eat lunch with the kids. I wanted to like be the one who was handing the pizza out and like helping like run the camp. So he literally would call me little woman because he was like, I don't know, you just feel like a grown woman in a little tiny child's body.
Yeah.
Which is funny that that's like something that apparently has been a thing my entire life.
Yeah, and with manifestors and Manny Gens, like a manifesting generator, I just learned about this like recently, but I guess like they almost, it's in turn like aging backwards. It's like when they're little, they're like this full-blown adult, right? So my daughter's a manifestor and like she already like knows things. I'm like, where did this come from? Like she just like wants to take care of me. Like she comes up to me and gives me hugs. Like she pats me on the back. Like she wants to feed me food. And I'm like, girl, why are you being my caregiver already? Like what? And as we get older, like Grace, you end up becoming like, you just end up having like this children essence where you like learn to have fun and like start exploring again. So it's like so funny that you were called the little woman when you were younger. Yeah. How are we doing for time? Because I really would love to quick just go over both of your purposes so that...
Yeah, we have like up to 10 more minutes. So
okay, great.
Yep.
All right. So Grace knows which purpose would... Who wants to go first for purpose? I've done Grace.
You do Grace.
Yeah, you could do mine first.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is so funny because when Grace came to me and I like saw this as her purpose, I was like, well, this makes sense. So when Grace started, she was like a brand new entrepreneur, right? Like going through so much imposter syndrome, got her whole background. It was like in social work, wasn't it, Grace? Like in human or
yeah,
resources and like
yeah,
helping
human rights. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like, I remember you being like, I didn't know I want to go to grad school at the time or what. And then you just called to starting your own entrepreneurship journey. And we were in a course together. And I remember on the call, she was like, I feel really called to speak and talk to people about money and finances. And she's like, I don't have a background in that. I didn't get my business degree or anything in finances, but I just have this calling. And I remember I was so mad. Our person on the call was like, no, Grace, like, you don't need to follow that. Like, stay true, stick to your lane. Like, you're doing really good at marketing. And I was like, oops. And I think that's when Grace I reached out to. And I was like, we need to get on a call, like, stat. Because I was like, the fact that she just said no, I was like, you don't tell someone what they can or can't do with their life. Like, this is all, big reminder, it's human design. It's all perspective. If you don't like what, you don't have to take any of this as being tried in the truth. Like, it's just, if it helps you, like, hone into it and you're gonna just love the benefits of it. But if you're like, no, screw this, like, you don't need to follow it. But when she said no to Grace, I was like, mm-mm. Because Grace, let me just read you this, her literal purpose is to create a feeling of safety and security by creating material wealth and success for others. And if you look more in the details, it literally talks about how she can talk to others about finances naturally. Just things she knows that come to her easily. And we know that, like, obviously a lot of people tie success and wealth in terms of money, and energy, and it doesn't need to be, you know, wealth doesn't need to look like having a ton of money. It can just be like our health and just having family we love, and we can be surrounded by other things besides actual physical wealth. Which is funny because Grace is like doing a lot of lifestyle content now, and it just, I don't know what her videos just, it just feels like a safe space, you know, and like you want to do more and create more after watching
so
her content.
Nice. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Thank you.
Of course.
So like her little purpose is to come here and like help other people improve their businesses or be a healer that guides people to feeling more alignment or helping them find inspiration so that they can like make success their own. And it doesn't ever need to be fascinated around money or knowing like success is like bad or good, but she just helps people create a sense of security and just helps people have basic conditions that are needed for human beings to just feel good. And I love that because that's truly what she is like honing in on.
I was gonna say, like, and the thing is that when I started, like, I always said to people, I was like, I want to help people feel more in control of their lives, because how in control of our lives we feel is one of the number one indicators of happiness. And I knew, like, I didn't have the actual words for it, but I've known for a long time. Well, I didn't have the words for it until I met Taryn, because she gave me the words for it. But prior to that, I was like, I know that when you feel like more in control, your energy is also different. So like, when I genuinely feel more in control of my money and my physical environment, I feel lighter, I sleep better, I feel happier, I show up differently when I'm dating, when I'm with my friends, and I genuinely feel like I make more money when I am like, when I'm like in alignment. And so like, that's what I want to be able to give people. And I came into it in the money angle. And that's when I started my TikTok and being on social media. But then I got to a point where I was like, wait, there's so much more to this. You know, I think about what's helping me get in alignment. Again, knowing that being in alignment is helping me make more money and build a life I love. So then I was like, well, I want to share all of that. I want to share with people how I'm finding alignment when it comes to my confidence or the things I learned in therapy that are helping me find more peace. And that was something that I kind of worked through with Taryn, because I was like, I don't know, like, if my purpose is to help people, you know, build wealth, well, then I have to always talk about money all the time? Mm-mm. And she was like, no, like, this is, it's about so much more than that. And it was genuinely crazy because I had done all these things and thought all these things before I knew that. So it wasn't like a confirmation bias thing where Taryn told me that. And then I was like, oh, great, I'm going to go do that with my life. Right. Like, it was like it happened in reverse, which is, I don't know, was crazy to me that is what it said all along. And I had been kind of creating my life that way without even knowing.
One of the biggest reasons why I love human design is it gives you validation to the thoughts that you've always had and almost like those inner pulls you've always wanted to follow, but it's almost like no one ever gave you the push you needed to follow it. When you have someone who can give you that nudge and be like, yes, like, why not? Go for it. Like, it just makes the world of a difference. That's what I love doing. Okay, Erin, are you excited for yours?
Yeah, I'm excited.
Okay.
I'm
excited to see how this like hits, because as Grace just said, it's almost like a backward process, right? Like, we don't ever want confirmation bias. We're like, oh yeah, like, I'm gonna go do that now. It should just like hit to a point where you're like, okay, like, yeah, this makes sense. So I'm curious about this one because I haven't seen this one yet come across. So your purpose is to figure out the laws that you want to live by and then stick to them. So in your lifetime, it'll be about discarding laws and rules of life that other people gave you and to keep wanting to find out how your personal way looks. When you back yourself and you're strong by living in your own rule, no matter which area of your life we're talking about, that is when you're going to be the most magnetic and powerful. This is your most valuable thing to put out into the world, and the world will reward you with all the opportunities you wish for when you're doing this. This is what people need from you the most, even if they don't know it. So find a way to put whatever you do in front of other people. In terms of work, bringing the skill of coming up with things like better laws or just guiding principles and doing whatever you are doing in a passionate way will help. So get in the groove of doing this by creating your own principles, and life will give you tons of opportunities to show up as yourself, and in resolution, like, you just keep growing up and maximizing your career. So this like looks like for you, it'll be kind of like if there's like a rule or something in place, like, right? And it can be an implicit one, right? It doesn't have to be like a law stated, but it could be something that like the masses just tend to follow. And you're like, why are we doing this? Like, this makes no sense, right? You are meant to speak up and call attention to those and affirm your own ways of living. And that in itself gives permission for others to kind of follow and be like, you know, you're right. And within your profile and your personality, like, you're meant to be on earth and you're going to be a change maker. So you're going to be doing things that cause change, cause ripple effects in the masses. If you can stay true and like not get scared to voice those things and live to yourself and how you truly want to show up and be as a person.
That's so interesting. I feel like I need to think a lot about that.
Oh, yeah. Right? It's a lot. And it's hard too, because like in your 20s, like I'd say the 20s are your biggest, and it'd be like the best time to get into human design, because you can now start thinking of ways, like before, like say someone had said something and you're like, I don't like that. Before, you might have been like, I'm going to sit back and just let it be. And now you can be like, what happens if I speak up against this? Mm-hmm. And it kind of becomes like this fun game where you start making decisions differently and see how it impacts your life. And yeah, the more you give yourself permission to act in your alignment, it's like the bigger and more expansive everything gets. But when we play small and play safe and choose not to speak up or not say those things, that's where we're just going to stay where we are. And it's like that stuck feeling until we try to do it again.
That's so interesting for a lot of reasons. First, because I feel like I always grew up having the thought that I wanted or just saw myself living a pretty untraditional life, and I never really knew, and I still don't know, like, kind of what that looks like or why. But I always just like had that thought. So I think that I like challenge a lot of kind of societal norms of like the way that your life is supposed to go in your 20s and 30s, and obviously moving forward. And I think like with the career thing as well, that's something that I've been thinking a lot about, like kind of taking more of an untraditional career path and making my own career path and all of those things. But I'm reading a book right now, it's called The Originals. I don't know if you've read it. And I like really got stuck on the idea of like being an original and kind of like thinking for myself and challenging thoughts and things like that. So I agree with what you're saying. I just like want to think about it more. And
yeah, and like, and I think that you're still like so young and that you're able to now pick up on those things. And I would just challenge you to play around and see where it goes. So there's things in that book. One, you probably picked up that book for a reason, because I've never been drawn to that book, nor do I think I will be drawn to it. So I love that you, like, in grace, you're like, no, she didn't read it. And I think, like, when you say yes to things that, as a generator, we say yes to things that excite us, keep doing that and see where that takes you. And I would love to be able to listen back to this podcast in a couple of years from now and be like, holy cow. Like, I started honing into that energy and look where I am now. Like, look at the trails that I blaze and look what I created in my life by being an original. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I love that so much. Okay. Well, this was like the best podcast episode ever. Grace, I'm so excited that you asked Taryn to come on to it. This is, for context, this is kind of like the first time I've ever really been taught or educated on human design for the most part. So I learned so much. I hope everyone else learned so much. But Taryn, where can everyone find more from you? Because I know I want to learn more from you, and I'm sure a lot of people listening would also like to hear more from you.
Yeah, absolutely. So my website is Empowered to Live Aligned. I actually offer like a free 30-minute call to just get your chart and kind of orient it to you. And then if you end up wanting to work with me one-on-one and kind of do a deep dive, I offer that as well as a course that rewires like your brain. We go through each system and we make physical changes and habits and truly work on rewiring your brain to support your energy. I always like tell people, like, when you learn to live in your alignment, it almost becomes like an addiction, because you feel so good and it just feels like a different part of you that you didn't know could be unlocked. And it's like you want to keep up leveling your life. And so I just encourage you, if you do feel interested, like, look at your chart first. And if you have questions, like, please reach out. I'm also on Instagram at Empowered to Live Aligned. And you can sign into my DMs, Aaron's or Grace's, if you want more information as well.
I love it so much. Well, thank you for being a guest on the Girls Talk Money podcast. I will definitely be following and checking you out for more information. But until next week, definitely tune into next week's episode. Thank you for joining.